Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
God, I thank you, Lord, for all the good plans that you have for us. God, there's things that we haven't even thought of yet that you have in store for us. God, so I thank you, Lord, that we would be able to prepare our hearts, prepare our spirit for what you're going to do in this next season. Let something that we hear today in your word unlock, Father, your strategies for our life. Cause us to be successful in the life that you've given us to live. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Last week we started a series called Listen, and we've been talking about how important it is to learn how to hear God's voice. John 10:27 said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." It's important for us to learn to hear God's voice, and if we're going to be his people, his children, we have to know his voice so that we can follow him. And anyone that you know really well, you've learned to distinguish their voice against other voices, against other backdrops. You can hear them. You know what they sound like. So whether that's a friend or a sibling or a parent, you know what that voice sounds like. We're talking about knowing how to distinguish God's voice in our lives. So we've been talking about learning to listen and learning what his voice sounds like, becoming better listeners. Today I want to talk more specifically about how do I hear God's voice in chaotic times? How do I hear God's voice in chaotic times? Sometimes it's difficult to hear God. It's not so easy, right? There's things going on. There's struggles. There's background noise that's going on. So I want to talk about that. And I want to take a look at the story of the prophet Elijah from 1 Kings 19:11. If you'll go there with me today. And it says, "The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord. For the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mountain of the cave. See, if we're going to hear from God, it's important how we position ourselves. It wasn't just any mountain. It wasn't just any place that Elijah was. Elijah was in the place that God had told him to go. Elijah was in the position that God had given him. And sometimes we want desperately to hear God's voice, but we're not in the right position. We haven't postured our heart. We haven't obeyed what he said so that we put ourselves in position. This mountain that God had called him to stand on was called Horeb. And when I heard the name Horeb, the first thing that came to my mind is what it sounds like in the English language, which is horrible, right? And sometimes we go through circumstances that are horrible. We go through times that are difficult. We go through times that are stressful. And it's difficult to hear God's voice in those moments. But we have to not let those things take us out of position. We have to be in position to hear God. So Elijah, he gets himself into position. And here's the question for us today. Are you in position to hear God's voice? Or how do you position yourself to hear God's voice? I want to give you three things to position yourself to hear from God. Three things to position yourself to hear from God. Number one, and this is very important, desire. We must desire to hear from God. Desire is like hunger. It's like when you haven't eaten for a few days or you haven't eaten for a season, you begin to visualize your next meal. You get fixated on a particular food and you're saying, man, if I could just have that food. Some of you do that later on in the service. You start thinking about some food and you fixate on it. Don't do that. Let's hunger for the things of God right now. Desire is like that. It's like a hunger when you haven't eaten and you're fixed on having something to eat. Or it's desire is like thirst. We all know what the Miami heat is like. When you go out in the sun and you haven't had anything to drink for a while and you become really thirsty. Desire is like a thirst for the things of God, a hunger for the things of God. If you want to hear from God, you have to have desire. We must train ourselves to desire God even more than food or drink. That's essentially what a fast is, right? When we're fasting, we're saying, I'm resetting my desires. I want to take a season, if I'm fasting, I'm taking a season where I reset my desires, that my desire for the things of God is greater than my desire for food. And so it's so important that we have that desire, that we reset our desires. And maybe that's for some of you today. Maybe God's calling you to a fast, a season of fasting and whatever that looks like, because you need to reset your desires. Say, I want to get in position. I want to be in position to hear God's voice more clearly than ever before. You need to reset your desires. So number one, if we want to position ourselves to hear God's voice, we have to desire. Number two, we have to repent. And the Bible shows us over and over again this principle. When someone does not repent, it keeps them from hearing God. Let me tell you something. If there's something in your life and you have not repented for it, it's going to cause you not to hear the way that God designed you to hear. God designed us to hear his voice. My sheep know my voice and they follow me, right? But if I've got things in my life that I haven't gone back to God and said, God, I've got to make this right. I've got to say I'm sorry. I've got to change what I'm doing. And so there's something powerful if we repent and turn to God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, there's the desire, and turn from their wicked ways, that's the repentance part, then I will hear from heaven. He's going to hear our prayers. Communication is going to be reopened. So when we repent, God opens heaven to us. Understand how powerful this is. Sometimes we get, oh, well, I already said I'm sorry before. I already accepted Jesus into my heart, and I ask him for forgiveness for my sins. Listen, we have to have a repentant lifestyle. We have to daily say, God, I'm sorry. If I messed up, God, I'm sorry for the things that I did. I'm sorry for the things I don't know that I even did. Sometimes we do things, and we're ignorant of the fact that we were coloring outside the lines. We say, God, I'm sorry. And that's what God is looking for from us, is a repentant lifestyle. So number one, I have to have desire. Number two, I want to understand repentance. Lines of communication are opened through repentance. Turning from our wicked ways, that's the repentance part. We have these things in our life that we have to repent for, right? When we come to Christ, God shows us the obvious things, right? But as we continue to journey with him, he starts to show us smaller things. He starts to begin to highlight things. And if we live repentant lifestyle, he'll continue to show us things. And guess, watch this. The more that we change and we repent from these things, we become more like what? Christ. Yeah. And so it's powerful. Repentance is different, though, than just an apology. Does anybody have an apology from somebody and you know they didn't mean it? It's like, I've been in rooms sometimes, somebody apologized to us. I know this person is not sincere. They're going to do it again. So repentance is different than just a simple apology. The Bible defines repentance as changing your behavior, turning from your ways. So it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. So repentance is not just saying, I'm sorry. It does include, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. But it's also a turning from our ways. To stop in doing the same. I don't know, as a parent, you know, I don't want my child just to say, I'm sorry. I want you to stop doing the thing. Right? So that is repentance. God is not looking for empty apologies from us. He's looking for true repentance. But if we turn from those ways that are wrong, it says it opens heaven Jesus said this in Matthew 3:2. He said, "Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near." He's saying, look, there is this unlimited capacity in God that is available to you if you will just repent. If you'll change what you're doing that is not lined up with what I'm doing, I can open a whole new world to you. A world of possibilities, a world of blessings, a world of happiness, a world of fulfillment. But you have to repent. The kingdom is near to you. But to access it, you must do what? Repent. And part of that kingdom of heaven is this access to communication with God. If you want to be part of the kingdom of God, you have to repent. If you want to be active in what God is doing with his kingdom upon the earth, you have to repent. If you want to follow the instructions of John the Baptist and even Jesus, we have to repent. And it allows us to hear God. And I'm not saying that you can't hear God sometimes when you're deep in sin, because God will sometimes speak to us when we are deep in our sin and begin to try to call us back to him. Sometimes he does, but if you want to have consistent conversation and relationship with God, you must repent. Repentance is a key part of what we do as Christians. So number one, we do what?
Desire.
We have to have a desire. If we want to position ourselves to hear God, number two, we have to repent. And number three, we have to make space. If you want to hear from God, you have to make room in your life. Are you taking time to pray? Are you taking time to listen? Is your schedule so full that there's no room for an appointment with God? I think many people would be surprised to know that God wants to have an appointment with you. But sometimes our schedules are too full and we're just not making space. So if you want to hear from God, you have to make space in your life, in your schedule. And these are all important for us to be in position to hear God's voice. Desire.
Yeah.
Repentance.
Yeah.
Making space. How do I hear from God in chaotic times? Because there's a lot of things going on. When it's chaotic, you see, the story talks about how there was a powerful wind that shattered the rocks. There was even an earthquake. There was fire. There was all these natural disasters. Anyone ever gone through some natural or emotional disasters or some toxic relationships, and it was like everything was falling apart and it was chaos around? Well, Elijah had been through this multiple times. And huge things were going on around him. Things that could cause fear, anxiety. Things that could be dangerous, life-threatening even. Things that were traumatic were happening to Elijah. How did he still hear God's voice in the middle of chaos? God can still speak to you in the middle of a windstorm. In the middle of a fire, when you're going through the fire. In the middle of the earthquake, when everything is shaking, the Bible says everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Sometimes we go through life where that is a reality.
Yes. Yes.
Stuff is shaking.
Amen.
How do we still hear God in all that chaos?
Yes. Yes.
Even in chaos, God is still speaking. He spoke in the midst of all that, but Elijah had to listen. He had to listen. He had to be in position. In the midst of the chaos, God's words were gentle and reassuring. This shows us that not only had Elijah learned to distinguish God's voice from chaotic circumstances. Sometimes something's chaotic going on in your life. Oh, that's a sign from God. No, that's just chaos. You have to be able to distinguish the difference, right? Oh, I think this is God. God is doing this because this person was doing that. No, you just had a bad day. Or that person just had a bad attitude. That's not God. You have to learn to distinguish God. Elijah was listening, and he had learned to distinguish God's voice. It's a discipline to listen to God first. It's a discipline to listen first. Because as human beings, a lot of times our natural response is to spring into action and try to fix things by the natural. We see a fire, we want to put it out. We see an earthquake, we want to hold everything together. See a windstorm, we want to close the door and batten the hatches. But it's important that we learn and make a discipline of listening first. There's critical word that God wants to give in the midst of every chaotic circumstance. God was not speaking in the chaos. God was speaking a gentle, reassuring word in the midst of the chaos. So we learn to listen. We learn to listen. God wants to speak to you. God wants to speak to you today. Even if it's a difficult season for you, even if your life is chaotic right now, God still wants to speak to you. Do you have the desire to hear his voice? Are you living a lifestyle of repentance so that you have access? Are you making space on your calendar, in your life, to hear him? God wants to speak to you. Are you positioning yourself to listen? In the midst of everything, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of the storms, God is still speaking. And as his people, our job is to learn his voice. Jesus died on the cross. The veil was torn so that you and I could have access. We don't have to go through a medium person. We don't have to go through an in-between to hear something that God is trying to say to us. He wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to me. It's our job to know his voice, to learn his voice, that we can better follow him. There is purpose. There are great things God has in store if we can learn to listen. Will you bow your heads with me today? God, I thank you for the incredible privilege to hear your voice. In the past, not everybody could hear your voice, but part of what you did on the cross, you died so that we could have access to hear and communicate with you, to have consistent, unbroken communication. Lord, our heart desires that today. And if there's anything in our lives that we need to repent for, God, we repent. If that's you, if there's something that comes to your mind or your spirit, just under your breath, just say, God, I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for that. Repent. Put yourself in position. And God, help us to make a commitment to making space in our life to hear you. We want to have desire. We want to have repentance. And we want to have space in our life for you to speak. God, take us on this journey to become better listeners. It's so easy to talk. It's harder to listen. But God, you gave us two ears because you wanted us to listen twice as much. God, help us learn to listen. And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus today. I've drifted from him. I've slipped away in my faith walk. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I've never really had that connection to Christ. And I want to have that. I want to have what you're talking about today. If that's you, slip up your hand. I want to pray for you right where you are today. Amen. If either of those are you, amen. 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 If you slipped up your hand, I want you to say this prayer with me today. And everybody that agrees with this, you can say this prayer too. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. When I was a mess. I'm sorry for the times that I've sinned. The times I failed. The times I did the wrong thing. Forgive me today. Apply the perfect work that you did on the cross to my life. Jesus, I need you to save me and to lead me. Give me the strength to live a life that pleases God. Give me the wisdom to walk this out. Give me the guidance to take the right steps. Jesus, I give you my heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. Wow. It's exciting to see God do a new thing. And I'm excited for you if you took a first step today. There's nothing like going on a journey with Jesus. And I want to encourage you, if you are not plugged into a church, get plugged in here. There's something about doing life with others that are also going in the direction of God. I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be undefeated. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.